Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 168 of Dainty Percent. Today, we have Lloyd Bazar as guest and we discuss active and passive ways you can make money online. If you're interested to watch the video recording of this episode, you can check out my YouTube channel, link in the description. And now, get ready to listen and learn. Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Ngayon, meron tayong special guest, si Lloyd Bazar. Hello, Lloyd. Kamusta?
Hi, Fitz. Kamusta din? I'm doing good. How are things there sa Luzon?
Okay naman. Traffic na. Kasi talaga nag-open up na rin yung economy. Of course, si Lloyd, kaibigan ko yan, na based in, saan ka based? Sa?
Cebu.
Right? Sa Cebu.
Medyo...
Kamusta dyan sa Cebu?
Have been raining bad the past few days and bumabaha. But now it's pretty sunny for this day. So, okay lang.
Today, we'll be talking about ways, on how to make money, particularly how to make money online. But before we go to our topic, Lloyd, I want you to introduce yourself kasi baka may mga first-timers na nakakapakinig sa'yo ngayon. Sino ba si Lloyd Bazar?
Alright, magandang araw. My name is Lloyd Bazar. I'm based in Cebu. I am an educator, influencer sa Facebook and YouTube wherein I teach about finances, investments, and especially trading, which is my specialty. I've traveled all around the world teaching Filipinos how to invest, trade, the stock markets, forex, even crypto before. And then, ultimately, kung hindi mo talaga kaya mag-trade or hindi para sa iyo ang trading, is nagpapa-copy trade din ako through various copy trading systems available even on EA that we are managing right now. So, ganun po. So, holistic po siya na pagtulong sa inyo about money markets and investing.
Yun, ako. Si Lloyd, una kong nakilala yan many years ago, stock market educator, yes, and trader, Yun yung mga tinuturo mo. And I'm really happy that there are people katulad mo, Lloyd, na talagang tumutulong sa mga Filipinos na mag-improve yung kanilang personal finance, na mag-educate about ways on how to grow their wealth, particularly through the markets or stock market. But syempre, marami tayong mga access na sa iba't ibang klaseng markets. Kaya maski ikaw, nag-expand ka na rin to forex trading, yes, global asset trading, crypto trading even. That's our topic for today. Three ways or the three best ways to make money online. Syempre, hindi lang naman trading the market yung way to make money online. But we'll go through three of the best ways from my experience. Ito talaga yung mga nakatulong sa akin na kumita, particularly with the help of the internet. And okay, Tatanungin kita kung ikaw ba meron kang experience dito. So our
yes.
first...
Yeah. Sige, go ahead.
So our first way to make money online is yung pagtitinda. Selling online. Ikaw ba? Nagtinda ka na ba online, Lloyd?
Oo, dati. before all the sponsorships and before yung parang break talaga natin is, basically I was sharing with everyone yung skills natin, and then I was selling online courses also para dun sa gustong on-demand na matuto agad, yung mas systematized na gustong matuto sa stock market and trading. Basically, meron tayong courses before na if you want to have the step-by-step tutorial with me instead of just watching my videos na every week pa, or it's not really that systematic, there's an option for you to go opt for the online course, which is also selling online. So, pwede pong skills ang ibenta mo online. It's not just products or anything else.
Mm, pero hindi mo na-experience magbenta ng mga multivitamins, mga...
Yung pamain-main.
Oo. Nauso nung pandemic yan, eh, di ba? Mga live savings.
Right. Insurance before, yes, I do have sessions online about talking about insurance. Kung gusto niyo kumuha, pwede, you want to contact me for to get for inquiries about VUL. Ganon, pwede, yun din.
Mm-hmm. So, as experienced by a lot of Filipinos, especially during the pandemic, selling online is one of the most accessible way to make money online. And you can sell physical items, yes, and services, no? Such as mga multivitamins, mga pagkain, mga damit. But also, katulad ng ginawa mo, you sold digital products, no? Right. An online course. Ako, may bias ako towards digital products kasi I've also sold mga e-books and other digital products, masing stock photography, nakapagbenta ako online. Ang maganda kasi sa digital products, wala kang inventory.
Saka, tama.
Diba? At saka, it can become a passive way to make money. Pag physical item kasi, active way of earning income yung kasi kailangan mong i-process yung order, kailangan mo i-ship yung item, you have to manage your inventory, etc. Pero yung digital product, nagiging passive way siya once na ma-setup mo yung online store mo, ma-setup mo yung sales funnels mo, etc. Then parang ano ka na lang, monitoring, not really actively growing your income. So yes, yan yung ating ano bias towards digital products kasi it can be a passive way to earn income.
Yeah. Actually, meron ng solution dyan eh. Yung dropshipping, umuso rin yan. You don't really have to own the inventory, everything. May option din na dropshipping. But you have to learn about it. You have to know which products ang mga magaganda in dropship. Tapos, in a way, gawa ka nila ng contents about it. So that's another approach into it. Pwede ka rin mag-online sell through that. Mas matrabaho siya sa simula, but once everything is set up, at least it's a solution for yung sinasabi mong bias because need mo ng malaking capital, inventory, you have to manage the inventory. So that's another option to do it, but you have to learn it pa rin, di ba?
That's right. Yan ang maganda sa internet eh. Nag-evolve din yung mga technologies na available. And yeah, I would agree. Yung dropshipping, it's a good way to sell physical items online kasi may mga steps na nabawas or natanggal sa'yo katulad ng pagmamanage ng inventory and even yung pag-ship ng items kasi yung dropshipping supplier mo na ang bahala dun sa logistics part na yun.
Tama.
No? Now, let's go to the second best way to make money online. Again, this is from my experience, which is content creation. Parang natin ginagawa ito, di ba? Being an online content creator. And there are also active and passive ways to make money through content creation. Siyempre, yung active way is getting direct sponsorships or brand deals. So, kailangan talagang ano ka, naghahanap ka ng partners, nagsasubmit ka ng mga advertising packages mo sa mga brands to get those deals. But there are also passive ways to make money online through content creation. Katulad ng AdSense, no? Mga automated ads through YouTube.
Ikaw, ano ba Facebook experience mo? Ngayon.
Sa Facebook, oo.
Meron na.
Yung ads in Reels, no? Yan yung medyo nauso ngayon. Tsaka in-stream ads. Ikaw ba, Lloyd, ano bang experience mo pagdating sa content creation?
Yeah, marami kasing ways to earn in content creation. Ang pinaka-common talaga is the AdSense that you mentioned. Before Financial Freedom, before the Lloyd Bazaar channel, I started with travel vlogging and then gaming vlogging. Pinaka-passive income mo talaga doon is the ads, in-stream ads, eh, diba? Whenever an ad comes up and someone watches your video and then an ad come up, you earn something from it, diba? So, kasi, especially during the pandemic, nung walang magawa ang mga tao, they're bored, they're looking for fun, and yung pinakamadaling available is the mga content sa social media and YouTube, diba?
Karamihan ng mga napapanood ko na mga nagtuturo about content creation, they also say that there comes a point na ang hirap kumuha ng mga brand deals. Tapos kung very niche yung market mo, maliit lang yung audience mo, hindi ka rin makaka-asa eh sa mga automated ads like AdSense. Right. But there's always the option to sell your own merchandise through your community. So, babalik tayo dun sa first tip natin na selling online. But of course, kung very loyal yung community mo, kahit na maliit yan, kung magbebenta ka naman ng sarili mong produkto na sabi natin mga premium products or mga exclusive products, then it can be a good way to increase your cash flow.
No? Right, tama.
And now, punta tayo sa pinaka-last and I think yung pinaka-favorite natin because this is also our line of interest or field, no? Which is pagdating sa finances, which is trading the market. Mapa-stock market trading, forex trading, crypto trading. Ikaw ba, Lloyd, gano'n ka na ba katagal na market trader? Yun na lang ang term natin, market trader. Kasi iba-iba tayo ng mga pinupuntahan na financial markets eh.
Oo, I think nasa 7 to 8 years already. I started with stock market sa local kasi parang yun yung parang comfort zone natin. Oy, kilala ko mga companies dito sa Pilipinas. Started with that. And then na-open up yung horizon natin to investing to international markets, stocks, andun yung commodities, even gold and oil. Then now, into forex then yung focus ko ngayon. But yeah, I think it's around 8 years already, but more, even more, yeah.
Ano yung nag-trigger sa'yo na i-explore ang stock trading? Ano bang ginagawa mo before that? Were you working in an office or a freelancer?
Oo, I was a call center agent, pero yung heart ko is a business. Before I went into a call center, job kasi I had my own business, so I was really opened up into investing na talk to pag meron ka mga group na mga businessmen din ganun yung mga topics eh, so was curious about it. I already started learning about it. I asked them about their experience and everything, and then na full blown lang siya na mapunta talaga sa stock market and invest talaga when I was starting to work. Kasi wala na akong oras, I don't have that income of a business already anymore. Yun, naghahanap na ako ng malalagyan ng pera natin na kumikita rin at the same time, mas mataas kaysa sa banko, kaysa sa other investments na low risk, low reward lang naman. So that's when stock market was really an option and it started from there.
Actually, karamihan din ang namimit ko, local stock market talaga ang ano stepping stone kasi yun yung accessible nga sa atin. Right. And later on, eventually, people or yung mga kilala ko na mga traders, they explore other markets. Kasi I think it's part of diversification. Hindi naman pwedeng isang market lang yung doon ka lang nag-i-invest or naglalagay ng pera mo. Kasi pag mababa or stagnant ang Philippine economy, stagnant din lahat ng investment mo, di ba? So dapat explore tayo sa ibang markets like the forex market, or we explore other countries, hindi lang sa Philippines, pwedeng US stock market or yung mga market sa Europe, etc. Just like sa mga na-discuss natin earlier, may mga active ways to make money and may mga passive ways to make money. Katulad sa stock trading and forex trading, active income talaga yan pagdating kung manual mo gagawin. And usually yun talaga yung first na natututunan mo, manual trading. Sa mga hindi masyadong familiar sa trading, marami talagang strategies And I always emphasize na kailangan kilala mo yung sarili mo kasi yung personality mo, yung available time mo, yun yung magdi-dictate kung anong trading strategy dapat yung sa'yo. And very similar tayo ng strategy na yun nga, 30 minutes to 1 hour every day, yung talagang nakatutok sa computer, tapos silip-silip na lang throughout the day, titingnan mo kung kailangan mo bang mag-cut loss or okay ka na mag-take profit. Pero may mga kilala ko na day trader, a lot of them, stock trading na yung main source of income nila. Nako, hindi mo makakausap during market hours kasi talagang naka-off yung notification ng cellphone. Okay. Kasi yun talaga yung ginagawa nila buong araw, which is, again, an active way to make money in trading the markets. Pero kung may active, di ba, meron ding passive way to make money. And pagdating sa market trading, ano ba yung mga ways to make passive income?
Sa stock market, if you're looking into stock market, right now, may exposure pa rin ako sa Philippine Stock Exchange, which is on REITs, right? Real Estate Investment REITs. Trusts. I'm not trading it. I'm more looking into the passive income side of it because yung dividends niya is given every quarterly, di ba, yung REITs. So, yun yung exposure ko. It's basically hitting two birds with one stone. I want to be exposed in the stock market and I want to be exposed into the real estate in the Philippines. So, at least yung dalawa na hit ko na. So, yung dividends niya, every quarter, yun yung kagandahan ng REITs. Every quarter and they are mandated by law to give dividends every quarter. So, hindi tulad noon na depende na sa kumpanya kung gusto nila magbigay ng dividends. Minsan wala ay nakakayamot, walang dividends this quarter. Here in REITs, it's by every quarter, merong returns talaga, merong dividends talaga. So, it's more of passive for me. So, hindi ko na kailangan bumili ng condominium tapos i-manage ko na parentahan ko and everything. Doon ko na linalagay sa REITs. And it's much more passive na real estate and stock market investment at the same time. Alright, so sa crypto, meron naman staking wherein pwede mong iiwan sa certain entity yung mga crypto mo and it will earn dividends that way. But I'm not really exposed to it that much. I'm more focused into the Forex market kasi ngayon. So active way is we're trading it. You can trade Forex. It's the best market to trade, in fact.
Forex market.
Again, trading is not for everyone kasi. So you have to look for the passive income opportunity in Forex. Before with the previous brokers, meron tayong available na copy trading and diba? Wherein we can yun yung doon ako nakilala talaga kasi nagpapa-copy trade ako sa mga tao sa stocks trading ko wherein I'm the one who trades and then your accounts automatically follows my trades. So whatever I earn in percentage, let's say for example, this for this quarter, I earned 10% sa overall portfolio ko. Your account will also earn 10%, diba? So that's copy trading. So it's passive for you. Now, along the way, I was introduced to bot trading or EA, algorithm trading, yun yung term niya, wherein it's a program where you can put in your trading parameters, ano yung mga buy signal, sell signal mo, all your trading strategy, mga technical analysis mo. Pwede mo ilagay sa program and then automatic na siya habang tulog ka, siya na ang mag-monitor ng market. Okay? So, at least it's the one trading for me now. Right? So it's already passive for me. And the good news is we're sharing it to everyone for free. So same with ako, nagpapakopy ako noon through copy trading system ng mga brokers. Now, nagpapakopy trade pa rin ako through the EA that I managed. This time, ako na nagko-control ng program instead of the brokers controlling the copy trading system. So kumukopya pa rin ang mga community natin sa akin. So that when I trade, whatever our trade is, tinitrade din ng account ng community and it's passive already on the side of the users.
Ako rin nagka-copy trading din ako dati. So if you want to make money passively in the market, maghahanap ka ng isang trader na nagpapakopya ng mga trades niya. Yun yung copy trading. No? And there are brokers na naka-built-in yun dun sa system nila na kunwari right. ikaw nga, Lloyd, pwede kong i-connect yung account ko sa'yo na such that kung ano yung gawin mo sa account mo, nagmi-mirror siya dun sa account ko.
Right.
And active income siya for you kasi ikaw yung nag-a-analyze sa market. Pero passive income siya para sa akin.
So, ngayon, syempre, yes.
Oo. Pero kasi, syempre ikaw, tao ka lang, napapagod, nakakasakit,
right.
naman uh-huh. sana anytime soon. So pag ikaw, tumigil ka, nagbakasyon ka sa pag-trade, hindi din gagalaw yung account ko.
I
and
see.
I've experienced that kasi may mga kinapi ako na traders na minsan, for some reason, 1 month, 2 months, walang activity yung trade ko. Sabi ko, ano nangyari dito? So,
right.
yun yung medyo risk dun sa strategy na yon. Pero sinasabi yes. mo ngayon, Lloyd, gumawa ka ng algorithm or robot na siya na yung magti-trade para sa'yo. Siya na yung
yes.
maghahanap ng signals, mag-a-analyze yung market. And I think, ano siya, advantage yan for both of us dahil ikaw, hindi mo kailangang maging physically present parate to in studying the market. So it's passive income for you. But it's also passive income for me kasi kung naka-subscribe ako dun sa robot mo, then ganun din, no? Nag-trade din yung account ko passively by following yung trading parameters na pinroga mo dun sa robot.
That's the perfect analogy of it. Yun yung advantage talaga. Kasi ako, napapagod. Minsan, I don't wanna trade or medyo nababurnout sa kapanood ng markets. So, yung robot na ang nagtitrade sa akin. So, at least, hindi na ako mababurnout ngayon kasi very minimal na lang ang monitoring on our end. Yung news na lang ang tinitignan ko. Uy, may bad news sa US. So, parang pangit i-trade ng US dollar ngayon. So, tinuturn off ko yung US dollar na trades ng bot. So, hindi niya papansinin ngayon sa US dollar. So, it's easier for me to trade now. And at the same time, kasi yun yung nagtitrade para sa akin, sa mga kumukopi sa amin or nakikigamit ng program namin, it's also automated for you already. Pero kami ang nagsusupervise, kami ang namamanage pa rin. So, it's a win-win situation for everyone. So, yung EA.
Yan. And dun sa mga naku-curious, no? And also the reason why I invited you, Lloyd, today dito sa ating video, is to tell people about this robot that you are managing or
yes.
that you created, no, which is called Izanagi. Letter I, letter Z, A-N-A-G-I, Izanagi. Right. Anong ibig sabihin right. ng Izanagi? Saan galing yan? Parang Japanese, no? Tama ba?
Oo, it's a Japanese term talaga. It came from an anime, Naruto, if you've heard of it.
Mm-mm.
It's one of the parang strongest na, what you call this, pinaka malakas na technique. Basically, mm-mm. the power to shape the future, change the future. And yun yung parang nakita namin na solution. Because we thought copy trading was already the future, and then mm-mm. may gaganda pa pala through the bot trading na ginagawa namin, which is we're now shaping the future. Sobrang laki pa ng potential ng Izanagi trading ngayon. But it opened up so many things for us and for our future. Especially yung mm-hmm. time. Kasi lesser time for me na needed to look at the market. And at the same time, you're getting the same benefits na kumikita and it's now passive. And especially sa mga copiers or users natin. So it's free and it's earning for everyone.
Teka, sabi mo libre, tama ba?
Oo. Yes.
Ako, I'm sure naging interested bigla yung mga audience natin kasi sinabi mo libre. But let me clarify, no. So Izanagi is a robot trading na program
yes.
na ino-offer mo for free sa mga yes. interested. What it basically does is ikaw naglagay ka ng trading parameters mo dun sa Izanagi robot. So yung si Izanagi na yung nagti-trade for you tapos yung ama account namin kung i-connect namin siya dun sa Izanagi robot mo mag-earn din ako katulad nung magkano yung in-earn mo. Paano siya nag-work or what I mean is kasi sabi mo libre so ano ba ida-download ko ba yung program tapos i-install ko sa computer ko?
Sure.
How does it work if I am interested to yeah. also get yung Izanagi robot program mo?
Yes. Basically, since program siya, it has to run on a computer, di ba? So, the pinaka-importante nito first is the broker account creation, which is for your safety. And for us then, kasi by law, if tatanggap kami ng pera na investment from you, let's say for example, from you, Fit, I am not allowed to accept money from you, di ba? Because I don't have the license, wala tayong SAC and everything. So, baka makulong ako pag tumanggap ako ng pera from you. So, what you do is, you open an account with a broker, and then, lagay mo yung pera mo doon, the broker, yung recommended, your partner natin na broker is the one of the best in the world, kaya para sure ang pera nyo na hindi itatakbo. Right? So, you open an account with them, put the funds in there, and then, once meron na kayong account and it's ready for copy trading, mag-apply lang kayo sa amin, we will give you a form to fill up, dun yung ilalagay yung account ninyo, and then the access to the account, that might sound scary, we need the access to the account kasi para i-trade ang account mo manually. But, ganito kasi yung mga brokers, you have your main account, which is, yun yung parang mother account, dun yung function ng deposit and withdrawal, right? Then you can make many trading accounts under that main account. Okay, and that has a separate username and password. It's actually account number and password. Or kahit na makuha yan ng iba, once they log in, ang trading purpose lang ang magagamit sa account na yun. So, there is no deposit, there is no withdrawal function once we have that account. So yun yung ibibigay mo lang sa amin. So hindi namin ma-access yan, yung funds niyan. All we can do is trade the account. So that's what you put there. I want na my account is to, magagamit ng Izanagi para ma-trade. And then, VPS, which is, since program siya, it has to run on a PC or on a computer. It has to be on a computer that is 24/7, may internet tsaka power. For that to happen, instead na sa computer nyo or computer namin itatakbo yung program na Izanagi for your account. Tig-isang Izanagi kaysa yan kada account. For your account, ira-run natin yan sa VPS, virtual private server. It's a cloud computer. Nasa internet na computer yan. So doon tatakbo yung Izanagi. That way, if we need to adjust the settings of the Izanagi controlling your account, we have access to it all the time. So it's a safe situation for you, for us. That's basically it. And then after that, you just join our Discord para kung may mga announcement, kung may gusto kayong adjustment sa account nyo or may problema ang account, our community support is there also in the Discord. So it's that easy. Account creation with the broker, fund it, apply for the installation of the Izanagi onto your account, and then join our Discord, and that's it.
Let me repeat yung sinabi mo, no? Ang steps, if I want to also have this passive income opportunity, is I will create an account with a broker, tapos yung sa broker kasi, meron siyang yung, I understand, MT4, di ba?
Yes.
If a fund ko, yung account ko doon sa broker, tapos yung parang access sa MT4, yun yung ibibigay ko sa inyo. And yes, with that access, ang pwede nyo lang gawin is i-trade yung account ko. Pero walang withdraw doon sa access na yun, eh. Kasi
wala.
Yung main account ko, doon lang pwede mag-withdraw. At syempre yung details, yung password ng may account ko, hindi ko binibigay sa inyo yon.
Right.
Plus, meron pang added security kasi kung ano yung ginamit mo na pang fund nung account mo, dun mo rin siya usually dapat i-withdraw yung pera, eh, di ba? So, kung pinondohan ko yung account ko using my bank account, pag winidraw ko, dun din sa bank account ko pupunta. Hindi siya pwedeng pumunta sa ibang account na iba yung pangalan. And in fact, pwede nga GCash, eh, di ba? So,
yes, tama.
Pag GCash yung pinangpondo ko dun sa account ko, sa GCash ko rin pwede i-withdraw yung pera. Oo. So
that's the best security. Kaya wala kang naririnig na, uy, trading account na na-hack, nakuha yung username and password. Kahit na makuha ng hacker ang username and password mo, wala siyang magagawa sa account mo because the withdrawal button will only allow withdrawals onto the same account na ginamit mo pang deposit. So, wala siyang magagawa.
Magkano ba ang kailangan to be part itong nitong Izanagi Robot Trading, magkano yung minimum na deposit, I would say? Yeah.
Yes, ang sa calculations natin kasama ng risk management and everything, $500 po ang pinaka minimum, kasi sa broker natin we have a 100% bonus good for $500 then. So that will double your capital to $1,000. So kahit $500 lang, pwede ka na mag-start. Magagamit mo na yung Izanagi.
Oh, and just to clarify, itong $500 ito, hindi ito binabayad sa inyo, no? Ito yung pera na ititrade dun sa account ko. So, sa akin, itong buong $500, so yun lang yung minimum na recommended dun sa account para mag-work ng optimum itong si Izanagi na robot program.
Yes,
tama, no?
Tama. Yeah. That's right. Put in mind na hindi ka po yayaman with just $500. So, at the very least, masubukan mo yung system with just $500, matest mo na siya, maintindihan mo yung trading system niya, the risk management, which is why we are very proud of it. Sobrang safe, sobrang ganda ng pagka-manage namin yan. At least ma-experience nyo rin, you don't just take my word for it, so that in the future, hindi ka matatakot maglagay ng mas malaki na amount. So, start with that, and then we'll see in the future if ever gusto mo mag-continue or not. Depende na sa iyo yun.
Alright, and sa mga, syempre hindi natin madidiscuss lahat ng mga tungkol ng sa Izanagi, but definitely I will invite you back. For now, sa mga interested na matutunan or to know more about Izanagi, they can go dito sa link natin, no? bit.ly/openizanagi, and doon nyo makikita lahat ng mga FAQs, mga relevant information about Izanagi, and even ask your questions doon sa chat na doon sa landing page natin. So bit.ly/openizanagi. Again, Izanagi. Sa mga nanonood ng Naruto, alam na nila yan. But sa mga hindi masyadong mahilig sa anime, India Zebra, no? Izanagi, bit.ly/openizanagi. And probably we will discuss more about Izanagi, and even siguro we can invite some of our friends who have been using Izanagi for several months already so that they can share their success stories. But
yeah,
for now, siguro, kamusta ang performance, no, ng Izanagi? Yeah. Ano ba yung track record niyan? Kailan ba talaga nagsimula? And so far, magkano na yung kinita ng mga matagal na nakasubscribe?
Yes, very good. That's the best question. That's the best thing actually about Izanagi, is hindi lang yung salita namin. We back it up with transparency. Ever since we nagpapa-copy trade tayo before, that has been a core value of Lloyd Bazaar and all those nang nagpapa-copy trade. Dapat you're transparent with your performance. Not just the good trades, but also the bad trades. Sa website na yan, meron dyang MyFX book, if you're not familiar with it. Basically, dyan yung pwede i-showcase ang performance nyo. I-coconnect mo yung trading account mo dyan sa MyFX book para mapakita mo sa mga tao yung performance mo. Basically, if ever may nagsasabi sa iyo na magaling siya mag-trade sa Forex, hingin man ng MyFX book and dun mo makikita yung performance niya. The best value of Izanagi is that it's transparent. So makikita mo lahat ng performance. We are already up 620% and counting since its inception last January 2021. So it's now running on its third year already. And we're very proud to say na every month it came out with profits. Never siyang nagkaroon ng isang buwan na negative ang profits. Especially last year, during the war, yung superinflation ng mga countries because of the gas prices and everything, we still come out every month na positive in profits pa rin. So, and everything is transparent. Again, you can visit that website, and then meron dyan, kung gusto nyo makita yung performance ni Izanagi, you can click on it so that you can check it out.
to end, any final words that you'd like to leave? Ano bang advice or financial advice na pwede nating iwanan sa kanila?
Alright. Siguro my realization the past few years is that sobrang bilis ng evolution ng technology natin. It's even affecting our finances. There's so much money to be made online. This is just one of it, you see, Izanagi, and the topics natin before. Ang ma-advise ko lang sa iyo is be vigilant and keep an open mind. Marami pong pwede ng paraan na kumita ngayon. Ang pinaka-importante lang talaga is you are open to it and you are vigilant. Dapat alamin mo muna bago mo pasukin.
Tama, that's great advice. No? Huwag basta-basta sugod na sugod. Be open-minded but also be critical. Yes. And do your due diligence. And may mga technologies na nagpapadali, nagpapabilis na sa mga dati nating ginagawa. Plus, it also opens up opportunities for us na dati hindi available, dati very risky, but now, mas manage na yung risk, mas profitable na siya, mas accessible na siya sa atin. With that, nako, maraming salamat, Lloyd. And of course, we are looking forward to talking to you again soon. And sa mga interested to earn a passive way to make money in the financial markets, you can check out yung Izanagi robot trading ni Lloyd, no? So bit.ly/openizanagi. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Salamat din kay Lloyd for being a great guest. And do check out the Izanagi Bot Trading Program that we talked about. The link is in the episode description. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.